It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Okay, we are finishing up 2 Nephi chapter 19 today, these Isaiah chapters that we've covered this week, and hopefully you've been able to understand just a few verses here and there. The beautiful thing about these Isaiah chapters, if you can just take them bit by bit, you'll understand new things here and there and just gradually build on it over the years. You too will grow to be able to love Isaiah's words and delight in them, as Nephi said. So you get into chapter 19. First of all, there is a verse of scripture that many of you are familiar with. It's probably the most well-known verse. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hopefully many of you were singing Handel's Messiah in your head right there, as this is a beautiful representation of the Savior. Now, understanding the context again here is important. The people at this time period are being very wicked, and it's causing a lot of oppression. And so Isaiah is trying to teach them, look, as you turn to the Savior, he will be the one who will be able to save you through all of this oppression. Now, as you read Isaiah, hopefully you've seen that Isaiah is not only a prophet, but he's also a poet. And I know if I'm a poet, I try to rhyme, and poetry does not always have to rhyme. Poetry, especially Hebrew poetry, is very parallelistic. Like, you will see this mentioned and then the same thing mentioned in a different way. Verse number 10 is an example of that. The bricks are fallen down. Again, he's talking about kind of what this time period is, with a lot of destruction. The bricks are fallen down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. So it's like this, and then this, and then this, and then this. The bricks are falling down, we'll build them with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. Sycamore trees are just tall trees, very similar to fig trees, but they will be cut down. You go back to that chapter 12 that we talked about, where all of these high places are cut down, and we replace that with the mountain of the Lord's house. That's what needs to be exalted. Now, you replace those sycamores with cedars. So cedar trees are very prone to longevity and are very resistant to decay. Now, this very phrase right here, the Lord says, I am going to take you, and we'll take you from this, and we will bring you to this if you trust in the Lord. It's very reminiscent of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. Many of you are familiar with this verse. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Again, the very parallelistic, and that's the way Hebrew poetry works out. So it's cool to be able to see that the Lord sees you like this, but he will work with you this way as well. Now, again, like I mentioned, the time period here is the people are being very disobedient. They are rejecting Jesus Christ. They are rejecting the prophets. Now, again, when you see something mentioned once, that's important, but you see it twice, three times, you're going to see that there's an important parallel here. Verse number 12, the Syrians before thee and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. So again, they're being oppressed because of their wickedness. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. There's the first reference to that. Verse 17, therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall they have mercy on the fatherless and the widows. It's like they're doing these wicked things. For every one of them is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth seeketh folly. For all this, meaning Israel's rejection of Christ, for all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Verse number 21, Manasseh, Ephraim, Ephraim, and Manasseh, they together shall be against Judah. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Three times. In fact, you go over to chapter 20, it is mentioned again a fourth time. Now, if you know me well, you know that I love to use other versions of the Bible. Now, this is the Book of Mormon, of course, but this is also a reference to Isaiah chapter 9. So if you take the same idea, for all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. You go to some of these other versions of the Bible. Now, taking this a little bit of a different feel on this, this is the Message Bible. It says, but even after that, he was still angry, his fist still raised, ready to hit them again. The New Living Translation, which I absolutely love, but even then the Lord's anger will not be satisfied. His fist is still poised to strike. The Contemporary English Version, but even this did not stop him from being angry, so he kept on punishing them. Holman Christian Standard Bible, and all this, his anger is not removed, and his hand is still raised to strike. The New International Reader's Version, even then the Lord is still angry, his hand is still raised against them. The NIV, which I appreciate the NIV, yet for all this, his anger is not not turned away. His hand is still upraised. Now, as you look at all of those verses, it seems to show a God who is just ready to just pound some sins into Israel, right? To just smack them around and punish them and smite them. Now, with that said, going back to that phrase, for all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. When I read this verse, I don't think of this pounding fist of the Lord just continually punishing them. I see the reaching out of the Savior. I see his hand, these hands with the nail prints that will not forget thee, O house of Israel, because I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. So these hands are stretched out to be able to help Israel, to be able to lead them, to be able to say, I am still here. This covenant-keeping God is willing to bless their lives. So when I read these verses, I really believe this is the mercy and kindness of Jesus Christ that is extended to all those who repent and keep his commandments. Now, if we are not willing to repent, the Lord is going to allow natural consequences to take place. Now, as we repent and as we turn to him, that hand is still stretched out. I love this quote from Jeffrey R. Holland. This is the Elder Holland translation of this verse. To all of you who think you are lost or without hope, or who think you have done too much that was too wrong for too long, to every one of you who worry that you're stranded somewhere on the wintry plains of life and have wrecked your handcart in the process, this conference calls out Jehovah's unrelenting refrain. My hand is stretched out still. I shall lengthen out my arm unto them, he said. And even if they deny me, nevertheless, I will be merciful unto them. And if they will repent and come unto me, for mine arm is lengthened out all the day long, saith the Lord of hosts. His mercy endureth forever. His hand is stretched out still. His is the pure love of Christ, the charity that never faileth, that compassion which endures even when all other strength disappears. I testify of this reaching, rescuing, merciful Jesus, that this is his redeeming church based on his redeeming love. So as I read these verses, that absolutely testifies to me of a covenant-keeping Jehovah who wants to reach out, who is constantly reaching out to his children, and all we need to do is to grab onto that hand and hold tight, and he will lead us to where we need to go. That's the kind of God that I believe in, and I am grateful for him, and I am grateful that these chapters teach that very message to me. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.